FM 90.3 WJTL. Hi, I'm Nick. That's Thrive Worship. Pour your spirit out on WJTL. I have Abby Robertson live with me. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. I have had a triple shot of coffee and I'm ready to go.
Hallelujah, girl. Where's mine? It's too far. It's out of reach. I can't get it.
We can clink them together.
Yes. Cheers. I have Abby Robertson here. I can see her Zoom. I know you're just hearing her voice, but we want to meet her. I have seen you sort of bounce around a little bit, but then I saw this song, Without Your Love, and I listened to it. And I'm telling you, from the first time I heard that lyric that says, if you tell me to go, even Jericho wouldn't stand against your promise. Then I love your voice when you say, you make miracles out of messes. Just your voice in that. I'm like, oh, every time I just turn it up for that one little section. It's a great song. Did you know you had a hit with that song?
This is such a funny thing. So we got in the room and started writing this song. And I've had a crazy journey. I walked away from my faith and came back. And I was like, I have a story. And I have depth to what I need to say. So I'm going to just start writing with these people. And honestly, it's therapeutic. And I didn't think anything of the song. And I put it away in a file, basically on my phone. And it was probably like midnight. And I just felt really compelled to send the file to my manager. And I sent it to him. And he just said, what the heck, Abby? And I was freaking out. I was like, did I just do something bad? Like, am I in trouble?
Right.
And then he just left me on read. And then before I knew it, I was like freaking out. I internalize everything. So I'm like, okay, I did something wrong, like panicking. And then a few days went by and I still didn't hear anything. And before I knew it, I had a whole team of radio people who were like, we believe in this and we want to help you. And I was like, wait, what? Like, so confused. And everyone that heard it was just, there is something to this song that I think people need to hear and we believe in it. And I was like, I was just going to let this sit in my phone files and never be heard. And here it is being played on radio. And I am overwhelmed and grateful and just blown away at how God moves. And I am excited to be able to share my story of, like, you know, being in a broken place and God using that and trading my wretches for royalty. Like, I can't wait to meet people at Winter Jam and hear people's stories and, you know, get DMs just of like how the song has touched them, because, you know, we're all broken people, but God can literally use anything and clean anybody up. And I just happen to be one of those people that he's cleaned up. And now I have something to share. So.
Amen, Abby. Well said. We're going to play Without Your Love here in just a little bit. But you'd mentioned Winter Jam. I was very excited. I was going to meet you. What was the first week, the opening week of Winter Jam?
Yeah.
And I saw you guys loading in your gear in Ohio. The snow was just coming down like crazy. We knew that weather was headed our way. And so they called it. They said, you know what, we're going to reschedule Winter Jam. And so now it's rescheduled for March 17th, which is a Thursday night. You can also see Winter Jam in State College Friday, March 3rd, or you can see it twice in March. That's great. But you're out on the road right now with Skillet and Torrin Wells, Colton Dixon, I Am They, new song, of course, the founders of Winter Jam, Kevin Quinn, and your label mates, I'd already mentioned, I Am They, but also Bayside Worship is out with you as well. Have you connected with anybody specifically?
I am, as they are calling me, the little energetic squirrel.
What?
Yeah, apparently that's what people are saying I am. No, I love it. I take it with pride. Like, I love people. I am always like, I don't need coffee to be hyper. I just wake up and I love life. So I'm just like full of joy, ready to go. So to answer your question, I have connected with everybody on the road. Honestly, it just feels like family. I just refuse to look at it any other way, because like, we're out together for 3 months. I'm going to get to love these people. Even if they don't love me, I'm going to love them where awesome. They're at. All of them are hilarious. I think John Cooper is the funniest person I've ever met. And, you know, Torrin is very funny as well. I've definitely just become friends with the whole I Am They crew. I know they just signed to the label that I'm signed to. We share the same fitting room. The girls do. It's just been really cool to get to know Cheyenne and Nicole from I Am They, and they are beautiful humans. And, you know, making connections as females is so important.
Yes.
And these are girls that I could see being in my life for the remainder of time. Like, they're just solid people. Their testimonies are really insane. And I just love seeing how God just takes over your life and changes it. And so I'm grateful to be on the road with them. And, again, I love all of them. They're all good. They're all good people.
That is so good to hear. You can follow Abby Robertson and connect with her on her socials by visiting abbyrobertsonmusic.com. You know, you mentioned Winter Jam feeling like family. And if I had to say, the mama of that Winter Jam family has got to be Corey Cooper. She is such a praying woman. I mean, it's intimidating when she starts to pray. I'm like, it's really amazing. She has a ministry in that.
You know, it's so interesting just coming in as like a young pup, if you want to say that, and seeing these people that have been at it. But like, you never know what you're going to expect going into it. Right. And these people, it's not just something that they do. Like, they believe in what they're telling you. And it is so evident by the way they live. And like you're saying, Corey is just a prayer warrior. Like, literally her and Ledger,
yeah,
they are just beautiful, shining lights. They're the kindest women. It's just so weird because like, I see myself right here and here they are. Mm. And they don't treat you any different. They just love you for who you are. It's been really cool.
I love that you're having this experience with all these artists, such great artists, Skillet, Torrin Wells, Colton Dixon, I Am They, New Song, Kevin Quinn, Abby Robertson, Bayside Worship, Megan Duke is also out there, Big Show, Winter Jam. You can also find out more by visiting abbyrobertsonmusic.com. Now, you have toured all over the world, so this is not a first tour for you. You have toured in some pretty exotic places. What took you to Israel and Malta and Ethiopia?
Honestly, if I look back at it now, if you would have asked me a few years ago, I'd have been like, oh, I don't know, I just said yes, but it was the Lord pursuing after my heart. I grew up in church, but coming to the realization, like, I was that lukewarm Christian that the Lord would have just spit out. Mm. And I was not saved, but I was out there like doing altar call songs and like sharing the gospel, but I was having a hard time like believing what I was saying. I would see glimpses of Jesus and other people, and I would latch onto it because I'm like, I want that. But I was too scared to just like dive in fully and be that person. Yeah, it's been crazy. It's part of my testimony. I saw things in Israel and in Malta and in Ethiopia that I couldn't deny that the Lord was real. Like, I knew seeing these things, I was like, Jesus is real. But I was too scared to be loved the way that I thought I needed to be loved. And full surrenderance happened a year and a half ago, and the Lord has just completely changed my life. That's where Without Your Love, you know, really came from. But like, I don't know, it's been so cool. And I'm just so grateful to have those opportunities, just watching people's lives change. Like, I'm singing and people are like dedicating their lives to the Lord. Just crazy stuff.
Wow. And I think there's power in what you said. I just said yes. You know what? That's exactly what God is asking us to do, is say yes. And that's the hard part. So the fact that you said yes and saw with your own eyes what God was doing definitely played into your faith in a bigger way. And like you said, you have a platform today because you've seen those things with your own eyes.
Yeah. It's almost like I was dipping my toes in the water, but I was too scared to just dive in.
Yeah.
And finally, when I just dove into it, I was like, wow, God loves me just the way I am. Like, he doesn't expect me any way but how I am right now. And I'm just so grateful.
Amen.
My life would look completely different if I had it my way. And I'm just grateful that it's not the way that I had planned it.
Hallelujah to that. That's such a testimony. I'm talking with Abby Robertson. You can visit her at her website, Abby Robertson Music, and also follow her on all our socials. Connect with them there. I want to play your Without Your Love song. And beside that lyric that just gets me every time, what's your favorite part of the song?
Yeah, the line of like, you make miracles out of messes and you make royalty out of wretches, because I did feel that way. And I know people feel that way. And I think sometimes it's hard to detach, oh, she's on stage, and then I'm here kind of thing. I am still that person. And I understand what being broken feels like. And I experience these things just as much as anybody does. I thought, and I still sometimes think, like, I can be a mess, but God literally takes my mess and turns it into something amazing. And he takes my brokenness and my wretch side and turns it into royalty. He still looks at me and says, "You're my daughter and I love you." And so those are my favorite lines because it just hits home for me.
Well said. Abby Robertson, we're going to play Without Your Love. This is your first single on WJTL, so I'm excited about that. Then when we come back, I want to talk about your hat collection, please. That is awesome. We're going to talk about your hat collection. And I want to know how you met the Switchfoot guys. So we'll talk about that coming up here on WJTL. Here's Without Your Love from Abby Robertson. More with her next.
I got everything I could ever need soon as you found me.
That's Abby Robertson, Without Your Love on FM 90.3 WJTL. And I think that song, when you hit that note, girl, woo! I got to give some applause to that.
Man, I do that live and it is so hard.
Is it really? Yeah, you probably have to practice that. You're just like singing that wherever you go.
Yeah.
At dinner, you know, you're just like hitting that note wherever you go.
Literally, though.
I want to talk about Switchfoot and the hats, but I also want to ask you, how do you prepare for your performance on Winter Jam? How do you warm up when there's so many people around?
Question. If you follow I Am They, the girls post it on their Instagram all the time, but I'm constantly doing bubbles with my mouth. Like, you catch me an hour before I go out and it's like, there's videos of me doing that everywhere. It's so embarrassing. But usually I'll try and like go find a shower or something like that and do sirens. So you go like really loud to really like quiet. And I'll just make like insane noises and just, it's
and
crazy.
Everybody gets it. I know that's out on the road. They know you got to do it. Now, I have seen John Foreman of Switchfoot rock a fedora, but it appears that you like some hats. Tell me about that.
I know these people can't see these hats, but I love hats. I love bandanas. I unfortunately don't wear hats on stage because I, like I said, am an energetic little squirrel and I love to jump. I can't sit still. I won't just stand around. I jump around so much that even singing, it was last week, my pack flew out of my pants and I couldn't hear anything. And like, you could see the stage crew people like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, she just lost all audio. She can't hear anything. So if I had a hat on, it would just bounce off and it would never be found again.
That's hilarious.
But I do love hats. And my favorite hat right now is a ball cap and it's a blue one and it has a yellow smiley face on it. And that is my personality to a T. It's my favorite color. I wear it every day on tour. It is, I love it.
That is hilarious. Well, how did you meet the Switchfoot guys?
Yeah. So that was like another just yes to Jesus moment. There's a festival in my hometown called Sunrise Music Festival. And Switchfoot just so happened to be the headliners that year. And they asked me, they were like, "Hey, would you like to come out and just play some worship music?" And I was like, "Sure. Yeah, why not?" And again, just saying yes and not knowing what I was saying yes to at 14, I met Switchfoot. And I don't know. I didn't know who they were, honestly. Like, meeting people is different than listening to them.
Absolutely.
And I am very bad at like putting faces with bands. So I'm always oblivious to that. But I met them and they were the kindest people ever. And my parents were kind of freaking out and I had no idea why they were freaking out. And I was just like, these are some surf hippies. Like, they're so cool. Like, 14, I thought any kind of surfer was super cool because I grew up at the beach. So I was like, "Hey, what's up? You want to be friends?" Super silly.
Aww.
They're great guys from what I remember. And they were super kind and they packed out the beach that night. I mean, like, so many humans. I've never seen so many people on the beach in my life. And it was such a great concert. It's just crazy stuff. When I hear people ask me these questions, I'm like, I can't believe I did that as a little kid. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, we are so excited to get to meet you today, and we're definitely going to catch up with you at Winter Jam. I'd love to see you face to face and just chat some more. And I thank you so much for sharing your honesty and your raw nature with your listeners at your table every night. I know that's really tough, and I want to encourage you not to take on their burdens, but know that God is the bearer of their burdens. Praying together is an amazing power in that way.
Man, I appreciate you guys having me on. I cannot wait to meet you actually in person. Fair warning, I'm a lot shorter than I look in pictures. That's what people are always telling me. They're like, wow, I thought you'd be like 5'10". I'm like, nope, I'm 5'4" on a good day.
Great.
But yeah, sincerely, I appreciate just you taking the time and you playing the song and getting to hear my heart. And you know, I encourage everybody that's listening to just pray for your neighbors, because we don't know what one another is walking through. And I hear some of the craziest things. Yeah, before, you know, the break happened, just people need to know that they are seen and that they are loved by God and that they matter. And so I encourage everyone listening to just tell somebody that they matter and that they're loved and that they're seen.
Abby Robertson, you are loved and you are seen. And we so thank you for sharing your heart. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. We're going to go back to the music with Switchfoot on WJTL. Thank you so much. Connect with Abby Robertson on WJTL's Facebook page and link through to her website.
Sing to me, baby, in your native tongue. Sing the words of the wise and the young.